I'm your host, Beth Terrence, and I'm so happy you've chosen to join me today for our topic. It's a little bit of fitting around the season of Thanksgiving and the holidays, but really gratitude is always something that we can focus on, and we'll be exploring today in depth how it can really help support us in improving our health and well-being both in our lives and in our world. So I just want to introduce myself a little bit. There might be some folks who haven't been on any of my calls before or haven't met me. So hello and welcome. Glad you're here. And I am a shaman, holistic health practitioner and facilitator, also a recovery coach and speaker and writer. And my vision is really to support others in experiencing a heart-centered, balanced, and joyful life through discovering the healer within and in connecting with their own essential nature. And I came to my work through my own journey of healing, as many healing practitioners do. And I've also been working in the field of holistic health and wellness as a practitioner and facilitator for 18 years. So it's really a joy to be here to explore with you today. And this is really one of my favorite topics. I've personally found gratitude practice very beneficial in my life and in my work with my clients and in workshops and in community too. So it's great to explore as we approach the holiday of Thanksgiving here in North America and holiday season all around the world. So I'm just going to share, I have callers muted while you call in while I'm giving the sort of lecture part of the call, and it will be, a combination of educational and experiential. And then at the end of the call, we're recording the call for anybody who wasn't able to be on the call, and I got a lot of notes from people who are traveling today. So I'll be sharing the recording with everybody. But at the end, I'll end the recording and take some time if anybody has questions either on the phone or you can ask questions. If you're listening online, there's a Q&A box, and I'll check those at the end of the call. So just wanted to give those logistics a little bit. And also, you may want to have a journal or some paper nearby and pen, because we will actually do one short writing exercise during the call, and you might just want to take some notes as well. So as always, I like to just begin with a short meditation, and just as a way to help us drop more fully into the present moment, to let go of the busyness of the day. And so let's go ahead and do that. So wherever you are, just find a comfortable position. If you're sitting on a chair, you can have your feet flat on the floor. You might sit on a cushion with your legs crossed. And just coming to a comfortable position with your spine straight but not tense, your shoulders and stomach relaxed, your hands on your knees or your lap. You can just gently close your eyes, taking in a few deeper breaths, breathing in for a count of five, and out for a count of five. Just allowing your body and your mind to begin to slow down, to unwind. And if you do notice any tension in your physical body, just allowing the next few breaths to gently wash over those areas, melting and loosening that tension. Noticing in your mind if there's any busyness or thoughts or worries of the day, you can notice it and just let it go with the next few breaths. Just like a cloud passing by in the sky, you notice it and then it just drifts away. If it hasn't already, just allowing your breath to drop back into its own natural rhythm wherever it feels to rest in this moment. Just feeling the gentleness of the breath as it enters your body and leaves your body. Noticing how it feels to just pause, to slow slow down. Create some time and space to just be. So as we begin our exploration of gratitude today, just taking a moment there just to express gratitude or thanks in any way you feel inwardly. Perhaps thanking your body for all it does. Thanking your mind for supporting you. Thanking your spirit. Thanking the stillness that is within you. And any other thanks you'd like to give just for a moment. Just whenever you feel to, just taking a few deeper breaths again, feeling the rise and fall of your chest. You may want to move your hands and feet a little bit. And then whenever you're feeling ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the present moment. Okay, so I'm really excited to dive into our topic again today, an attitude of gratitude, improving our health and well-being in our lives and our world. And I have to confess that this is a topic I share on periodically and write about and work within my groups and workshops. And when I sat down to kind of gather what I wanted to share on the call today, I felt like there's so much I want to share, so I've been trying to hone it down to fit into an hour teleseminar. So I'm going to cover as much as I can, but already feeling that there's something bubbling up for 2015, perhaps a more intensive program around this. So, but that's exciting that there's a lot to share. So let's start with gratitude. What is gratitude? I'd like to share a quote by one of my most beloved teachers, Angelise Arian, who actually has a book which is, I would say, almost the Bible of it's called Living in Gratitude, and it's really one I come back to again and again. And here are her words. The practice of gratitude bestows many benefits. Anger, arrogance, and jealousy melt away in its embrace. Fear and defensiveness dissolve. Gratitude diminishes barriers to love and evokes happiness, keeping alive what has meaning for us. And I'd like to share just a few more words from Robert Evans, who I'll talk a little bit more about as we go on, who's really one of the leading scientific experts on gratitude. And we'll touch on some of the research he's done as we move forward. And he shares that gratitude has two key components. First, it's an affirmation of goodness. We affirm that there are good things in the world, gifts and benefits we've received. And in the second part of gratitude, he explains, we recognize that the sources of this goodness are outside of ourselves. We acknowledge that other people, or even higher powers, if you're of a spiritual mindset, gave us many gifts, big and small, to help us achieve the goodness in our lives. And we'll kind of touch on how that is kind of experienced in a lot of different cultures around the world as we go on, and then again look at some of the research, which is really exciting, that's happening today around the practice of gratitude. So the title of our course, though, is An Attitude of Gratitude, and I thought it would be good to just touch on what an attitude is as well. We all kind of have a sense about that. But I wanted to just share on that. And so I did a little research and looked at how psychologists define attitudes. And they really see it as a learned tendency to evaluate things in a certain way. And this can include our evaluation of people, of issues, of events, of objects, and it can be in a positive or a negative way. So you might even have mixed feelings or attitudes about a person or a situation. But there's something really interesting that I found, which I think really relates to the topic we're exploring today and why I really feel strongly to talk about gratitude as an active practice in addition to just a feeling. And they've actually, in recent research, found that there's several different components to attitudes. And so the first is actually an emotional component. It's how the object or person or situation makes you feel. So it's a feeling state. The second is cognitive, so it has to do with your thoughts and beliefs about the subject. And then the third is a behavioral component, so how the attitude affects your behavior. And so this is really interesting because, you know, as we explore this topic of gratitude, it's clear that it's connected to all these different components, and we can see that as we actually begin to consciously cultivate an attitude of gratitude, which is what we're talking about today, it helps to transform our feelings, our beliefs, and our behaviors. And that is something that as we cultivate that in ourselves, it affects those around us, and if others cultivate it, we can create a lot of change in how we feel in our world, and how we think about it, and how we behave or how we respond in our world. And so that really is a powerful catalyst for change. And the other thing that's so beautiful about that is it's just what I call a natural remedy or a natural medicine. It's, you know, it's there for us to work with. It's free of charge, and it's all yours just by choosing to focus on it. So, wow, does it get any better than that? I don't know. So so that's always wonderful. And I, you know, being a holistic practitioner, I'm always looking for resources and tools that, you know, everybody can access and that are, you know, natural and really do kind of support us in body, mind, emotion, and spirit. And so gratitude is certainly a core piece there. And the other thing, you know, that's really exciting is that, you know, gratitude's something that's been practiced. We can see if we look at various spiritual traditions for many, probably thousands of years, if not longer, you can see this in prayers and blessings, celebrations, holidays. And this is, you know, multiculturally, not just in one tradition. So when there's something universal like that, we know that it is really something powerful and meaningful. And so even, you know, different religions really have different views and maybe sometimes see the world vastly differently, you know, or are in opposition in some way. And yet gratitude is something that is really inherent in all religions and all spiritual traditions. So it's really one of those words that no one disagrees with when we talk about feeling gratitude or expressing gratitude. So I'd like to just share a quote related to that by the 13th century theologian and mystic Meister Eckhart. And he said, "If the only prayer you said in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice." And I think that kind of sums up, you know, what that is in terms of religion and culture and spiritual traditions. So, let's see, I have a lot of thoughts as I shared, and I just want to kind of check in to see. Sometimes I'll deviate from my plan a little bit. So, so one of the things I wanted to say, kind of going into sharing about the spiritual traditions, is that one of the exciting things about this time and this topic is that it's really a time when science is getting on board with what spiritual traditions have known for a long time. And so that, to me, that's always very fascinating. And that's happening in a lot of ways in our world now in terms of research being done on different meditation practices, different holistic practices. And so, you know, people have, again, been practicing these things for maybe millennia, and now the science coming aboard and actually kind of understanding why there's the benefit of it. And so that's fascinating. And gratitude is something there's a tremendous amount of research on. So so we're going to get into that as we go a little farther. But I wanted to share, in talking about the spiritual traditions, just two pieces of writing. You know, in many of the Native American traditions and other indigenous cultures, one of the things that is practiced in relation to gratitude is to be thankful for our natural world. And living in a modern world, sometimes we're a little more disconnected. So that's one thing. And overall, I would say the universe and all creation, but, particularly connecting and being thankful for nature and what it gives us in terms of gifts and understanding. And so I wanted to just read a poem written by, it's in a collection of poetry called the Stars Poetry Collection of Native American poems by Hanuchi, and it's called A Tree Spirit Prayer. Great Spirit, mountain ancestors, all my relations, blessings be here today as I come before you, honored one. You have seen many sunrises and sunsets upon your branches. Your sacred roots have been quenched by life, giving rains. Honored tree spirit, I give thanks to you for the singing birds that you shelter, for the music you sing in the breeze, for listening to the voices of the creatures, for echoing the ancestors' strength. Respected one, I ask your permission and humbly request your presence for my guided purpose as Great Spirit directs. All things belong to you, Creator. All things are sacred. So this day I honor you, Tree Spirit, and humbly thank you. I like to just sometimes let the words sit a little bit. And so so that's just a beautiful, simple prayer, and it could be about nature in general, about Creator, and yet it's addressed to, the spirit of a tree and all the gifts that come from that. And as we get a little more into some of the research around gratitude, we'll talk about how that affects our feelings and our sense of connection. And so that's something that this type of gratitude practice can really be helpful for. So one of the other things that we really see, gratitude showing up in even just poetry and more modern poetry. And so I wanted to share one other poem that's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's called Thanks. For each new morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food, for love and friends, for everything thy goodness sends, Father in heaven, we thank thee. So a prayer or blessing can be simple. It can be, it can be the word thank you. It can be, and there's all different specific blessings in some cultures. There's like a specific blessing for each type of food you might eat, or even, getting up in the morning, a prayer is said. And so there's really, many different ways that gratitude just in sort of a natural way has been practiced in terms of spirituality. And sometimes we have that sort of naturally in our life, and sometimes maybe we've kind of, we have disconnected from it in some way, or it's not as present. And so so really today's about just exploring that, exploring some different ways to practice a little bit of how it's been practiced, and then and next we're going to move into some research about it. But I just thought, and I do a lot of work leading groups for people in recovery for addiction and mental health, and sometimes that is more of a meditative type of practice, and sometimes I lead a writing group. And so gratitude practice in terms of writing or journaling is something I've really experienced in my own life and in my work as a powerful tool. And I've seen amazing changes with people in the moment and sometimes overall as they cultivate gratitude practice and writing. So I've walked into a group where, the energy is very down and people really, you know, were kind of having a hard day and in a negative space and feeling like maybe they didn't want to be where they were, everything's going wrong. And then, you know, as we sat and did some gratitude writing and sharing, and I'll talk a little bit more about this later on, the energy, you know, really shifted, and you could see it in individuals and you could see it in the energy of the group as well. So that's a tool I really encourage people to explore. So I thought, since we just shared a little bit of writing, to just pause and just take a couple of moments maybe to write 5 or 10 things you feel grateful for in this moment. I really like to be interactive rather than just talking. So I'm just going to give everybody a chance to do that. And so we'll just kind of hold silence while we do that for just a moment or so. Okay, so hopefully you had a chance to write down a few things you feel grateful for today, and this might be something you may want to continue, and, you know, I guess maybe I'll talk about writing, your gratitude writing or journaling now for just a few moments, and then we'll share some other ways to practice later on. So some things that people do is just like this, maybe sit down and write a list of 5 or 10 things you feel grateful for every day. You might even want to create a gratitude journal where you write in, you know, each day. And then another thing that you can do, I was in a gratitude writing group at one point in time, which was lovely. And as I mentioned, sharing gratitude can be a powerful thing. And what we did, and you can do it individually or as part of a group, but each month, on the first of the month, we shared one thing we felt grateful for. And we did this group via email. On the second day, we shared 2 things we felt grateful for and ongoing throughout the month till we got to 30 or 31 things. And it could be some of the same things, and it might change. It was just based on each day. So that was a great practice. And sometimes you might want to write things you feel grateful for and put them on Post-its, you know, on your wall or on your mirror, on your dashboard, just to really be reminded of that, you know, whether you do that today on what you're feeling or just overall. There's a lot of different ways to write, use writing and as a tool for gratitude practice. And then I'd like to share, as this is the shaman in me talking, in shamanic healing and, you know, other sort of realms of study, we talk about the shadow, and that's the parts of ourselves that we often are uncomfortable with or don't want to see. And so it's interesting because as we get next into the research around gratitude, one of the things it does is help transform sometimes some of what we might say are negative feelings or difficult feelings. But at the same time, whenever we practice something like gratitude, in a sense, it's an affirmation, and Robert Evans had touched on that earlier. And whenever we work with an affirmation type of practice and we're kind of inviting in a positive energy from an energetic perspective, this is a little bit of alchemy, actually. You know, as we invite in that positive energy or vibration into our, I'll say our field, and that can include, you know, body, mind, emotion, spirit, but it's that vibration that we're really connecting with. It's helping to transform us, and in that it's transmuting, you know, what's inside of us. And so sometimes our negative or difficult feelings might get stirred up. And so sometimes I've seen that showing up with gratitude as people, you know, feelings of resentment come up or might feel like I don't have anything to be grateful for or feel frustrated that they can't think of anything today if they're in a down place. Or maybe feel a sense of lack in some way. So, and there's, you know, it could be any feelings really, sadness sometimes. So I like to just put that out there to just be mindful of that. And I find in general, when someone explores a new practice, and one of the themes here, you know, it's about gratitude practice, but it's about cultivating personal practices too. It's one of the reasons sometimes people start a practice and then kind of, you know, really gung-ho at the beginning and then drop off is because sometimes they do start to, as they're creating change, begin to kind of dislodge or stir, you know, some of the discomfort within them or the obstacles. And then when that gets sticky, they kind of drop off, you know, or have more resistance to doing it. So I like to just be mindful of that and just be conscious, and that can be a beautiful way to work with you know, any writing practice or gratitude practice. So if you do notice when you make your list of gratitude, maybe today you're having difficulty with it, or as you write it, you know, certain feelings come up or thoughts, you can maybe write them on the bottom of the page or on the back of the page, just so that you can begin to uncover some of the deeper things that you're holding inside you, and that's a great gift of healing and transformation. So I encourage you to just explore that and just be mindful that that's something that can happen as you're beginning to cultivate a gratitude writing practice. Okay, so we're going to move into talking a little bit about the research around gratitude, and I just find this incredibly fascinating and exciting. So it's really interesting. Over the last few decades, there's been a tremendous amount of research on gratitude. And it's kind of, some of it started with Edward Diener. He's known as the father of happiness research. And Martin Seligman, who's the founder of positive psychology. And as I mentioned, Robert Evans, who's viewed now as the world's leading expert in gratitude. I'm sure there's many other experts, but from the scientific perspective. So they really studied in terms of the benefits of gratitude, the effects, you know, socially and physically and psychologically. So that's interesting and exciting too. And so so there's sort of overall, you know, the research suggests that the benefits, one thing that they've noticed is that the benefit of gratitude practice is really available to anyone. So it's really available and accessible. And they've found, based on some of the studies, that even people in maybe the most adverse situation, so they did some research with women during breast cancer, and some people with chronic diseases, and even elderly people moving towards the dying process, that they were really able to benefit from the practice of gratitude. So I'm going to share some of the themes in the research that has been around, kind of an overall, you know, some of the benefits of it. So one thing that's really the primary thing is that gratitude brings us happiness. And that's been found in a lot of research by Dr. Emmons, by Sonia Lyubomirsky. I'm going to spell that Lyubomirsky, and other scientists. And so they find that gratitude practice is really one of the most reliable methods for increasing happiness and life satisfaction. It really boosts optimism, joy, pleasure, enthusiasm, and positivity. And again, that's natural. That's not, that's not by, using a substance or, doing anything outside of yourself, or, it's natural and something you can cultivate within. So that's very powerful. Another aspect is that it can help to reduce anxiety and depression. And again, we've already mentioned that it helps people to be more optimistic. So the studies have shown that daily gratitude exercises help people to be more alert, enthusiastic, determined, optimistic, and have even more energy. And so that, will really help to alleviate depression and the effects of stress as well. And in terms of energy, people might exercise more, be more active, and then again, that really is, part of an overall process of health and well-being. The other thing is, in terms of our bodies, that gratitude is good for our bodies. And so some of the studies by Dr. Emmons and his colleague Michael McCullough suggest that gratitude strengthens the immune system, lowers blood pressure, reduces symptoms of illness, and makes us less affected or irritated by like aches and pains in our body. And again, encourages us to be more healthy and active. There's some specific physical things there, and it's going to affect our overall health and well-being. So it's just a specific little thing they talked about. They said when you hold feelings of thankfulness for at least 15 to 20 seconds, beneficial physiological changes take place in your body. And that includes the level of stress hormones like cortisol and norepinephrine decreasing. And then that produces, positive metabolic changes. So, and some of the things that can occur as a result are your coronary arteries relax, increasing the blood supply to your heart. So it can be beneficial for people with heart conditions and overall, because we all need that. It also allows your breathing to become deeper and helps your oxygen intake to increase, which is just really beneficial in terms of overall health and well-being. So that's really positive stuff, clearly positive. And 15 to 20 seconds a change, can occur. And then to think if it's a practice we cultivate ongoing, how much that can really impact our system. So another thing that that gratitude can help with is sleep. They found that people sleep more hours of the night. They're less awake time. They fall asleep more easily, and they're more refreshed when they wake up when they practice gratitude. So sometimes I talked about the gratitude journaling. Sometimes that's something you can do at the end of the day before you go to bed, or even just just kind of tune into gratitude before bed can be a way to help kind of slow down your system and relax into sleep. Another thing that they found is that the gratitude practice helps make us more resilient. And one of the areas that there's some research done is in treating PTSD and helping people who've had trauma in some way. And some of the research being done has been with Vietnam veterans. So that is very powerful and again, a simple technique that can help something that, sometimes can be very challenging and ongoing. A couple other things I wanted to touch on. So that's a lot of the research around maybe the physiological aspects, and, we touched on some of the psychological aspects. But there's some other aspects we talked about, I mentioned about social. So one thing is it helps our relationships, helps us feel more connected to our partners, to our friends, to our community. And overall, it can enhance our sense of connection. But even in terms of how we relate with other people, they found that people felt more satisfied with their relationships when they practice gratitude. And also that gratitude promotes forgiveness. And so it's interesting, there was some research done that had to do with people who were divorced, clearly oftentimes there's a lot of tension there. But they found that the focus on gratitude and on people focusing on gifts they've been given in their lives actually is an antidote to envy, resentment, regret, and other negative states that can really undermine our long-term happiness. So that's very powerful. A little bit of my own experience and in my life and working with clients, forgiveness is something that, we all, there's times we need to forgive and there's times and we need to be ready to forgive and able to forgive. And sometimes we want to and aren't able to, or it brings up again some of these negative feelings. But here with gratitude, focus is on practicing gratitude. And then the natural, benefit of that is forgiveness, but it's not that you're focusing on cultivating forgiveness. So that can be a great tool for someone who's feeling like they need a tool, to work with around forgiveness or maybe even feelings of resentment. The other thing that I wanted to touch on was about being giving and altruistic, and they say, gratitude helps us to give more and to receive more, because when we give more, we're able to receive more, and so there's that positive exchange of energy, and that can be in terms of actions, in terms of doing things. It could be in terms of offering words of encouragement, appreciation, our feelings in terms of love and caring. That all sort of naturally expands as we practice gratitude. And I guess just the last piece in terms of the research that's kind of interesting that I wanted to touch on was they found, gratitude practice is not just beneficial for adults, but for kids too. There's research done that when kids from 10 to 19 practice gratitude, they felt greater satisfaction, more positive, and they felt more connected to their families and communities. And they've even done some work with using gratitude in schools to help students and teachers feel more positive. So that's really exciting. And I obviously can tell I'm very passionate about this topic and happy to share about it. And, really, we're looking at gratitude as maybe we've all, sort of had a mindset of gratitude and practiced gratitude in some way, and now we have an opportunity to really look at these benefits, and that's on a personal level and a, community and collective level. And so, and again, it's this gift, gratitude is accessible and, everybody's open to it, and it's free, and it's like the air we breathe. And it's something that's just can really help us in our, physical health and well-being and mental, emotional, and spiritual, in terms of our connection. So I think it's just great to see all this research being done and have a sense of, ways that we can practice and explore and know. I know one of the things in our sort of more modern world is that we tend to be maybe a little more in the mind. And so, we may have come to some of these types of practices from our spiritual or cultural tradition, and we may not. And some people need to have a little bit of the mental understanding of how something works before they're willing to try it. So there's sort of something for everyone in terms of the, history and the universality of gratitude, making it accessible. And then for folks who really need to know the how and the why, the research is really offering that right now. And so so that's interesting and exciting. And I will be sharing some of the things I shared today. I'll be sending out a follow-up email with a few links to some of the resources that I've shared so far and that I'll share throughout the call. And just so folks can have that if they want to do a little more reading on their own. And certainly, there's a lot available if you just Google gratitude researcher practice. So I thought let's move into maybe doing a little bit more gratitude practice, and just I will touch on some other ways to practice, but let's do a little bit of a practice. So this will just be a bit of a simple meditative practice that you can do, and I'm going to kind of share some phrases that you can work with, but you can always create your own phrases, and I think that's actually the most beneficial. So sometimes in your gratitude journal, or as you sit down to do a practice, you might just write down a list of, you know, 5 or 10 things that you feel thankful for today, and then incorporate that into your practice. Or you may just have certain phrases that you feel to work with ongoing. So, so once again, you know, just find a comfortable position. Again, sitting either on a chair or on the floor. If you feel to lie down, that's okay too. You know, make yourself comfortable. One of the things about our bodies is, you know, does a lot of work for us, and so it's good to allow it to be comfortable. You can gently close your eyes. And just take a few deeper breaths again, but bring your breath and awareness into your heart center, right in the center of your chest. Center of love, compassion, gentleness for yourself and for others. Helpful, you can even put your hand on your heart to help to connect with those energies or qualities of the heart. So I'm going to repeat some phrases. And you can just repeat the phrase silently to yourself for the next few moments. And I'll go through a series of phrases, and then we'll finish with another way to practice at the end. So just repeating silently to yourself after me. I thank you for this precious human life. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for my challenges, for they help me grow. Thank you for my gifts, for they help me smile. Thank you for my body, for it is my vehicle for living. Thank you for my heart, for it reminds me to love. Thank you for my mind, for managing my life. Thank you for my spirit, which connects me to what is sacred and inspires me. Thank you for all that is and all that will be. And taking a moment, just allow yourself to say any thank yous that you're feeling in the moment. You might say thank you, or I'm grateful for. However, whatever language you feel to use, that's always good to find your language. Just taking a moment to add whatever you feel to. And so just from that still place, you can just continue there. I'd just like to share one other really simple way to practice. If you didn't have the time or didn't feel to just work with specific thanks, just work with the phrase thank you. This is a very simple breath practice that actually comes from check his name, Dr. Frederick Luskin. He has a book called Forgive for Good. And it's a very simple practice for developing gratitude called the breath of thanks. And you could do it just a couple times a day. It can really even make a difference for just a moment or two. So just continuing wherever you are, just bring your attention to your breath, feeling the breath as it flows into your body and out of your body. The breath's always that anchor you can come back to just drop more fully into the present moment with whatever practice you're doing, or just to pause, just to be. It's a wonderful way to connect. And just feeling that breath. Feeling the sensation of your breath as it enters your body and leaves your body. And so then on the next maybe 5 to 10 exhalations, you can just say the words thank you silently to remind yourself of the gifts of your breath, of the gifts of your life. And so we'll just take a moment now to do that, to silently extending a thank you on the out-breath. And now just to finish, we'll just scan down through our whole body from the top of our head all the way down through our body, down to our feet. And just taking a few rounds of saying thank you to your body. Thank you to your mind. Thank you to your emotions. Thank you to your spirit. Thank you to every atom and cell of your being. Thank you to the earth, to the sky, to the great spirit, and to the beauty of this very moment. And really allowing yourself to bathe in that energy of gratitude, of thanks. Really feeling it in every atom and cell of your being. Knowing that as you cultivate this energy within yourself, that you're transforming yourself and your life, and you're also embodying that energy in your relationships, in your community, and in the world. And as you shine that light of gratitude out, and another does, can create more beauty in our world. So just begin taking a few deeper breaths again. You might want to feel the rise and fall of your chest. Just move a little bit. And whenever you're feeling ready to, you can begin to open your eyes and come back. So I shared a few different ways to practice there just for the time on the call, kind of wove them together. But so any part of that, you know, just choosing some phrases of gratitude and meditating on them with your breath, or just working with the word thank you as a way to practice, scanning down through your body or breathing your gratitude into your atoms and cells. Those are all very simple ways you can practice, you know, as a formal practice at some point in the morning or the evening, or just throughout your day when you have a few moments. And so sometimes, you know, moments to practice gratitude, you know, I do feel sometimes as we start our day can be beautiful because it can kind of set the tone, bring us into that positive place. And then we can carry that through our day. And then sometimes, you know, as I mentioned, before you go to sleep or, you know, in the evening can be a good time to practice to help relax and settle in, reflect on the day and hopefully ease into sleep. And then, you know, throughout the day, maybe you have a difficult moment and you feel to practice gratitude for yourself. Or maybe you there's someone you're witnessing who's struggling, and maybe just extend gratitude, whether it's the energy or the words, to them in some way. So I encourage you to just explore that, you know, whether it's through a meditative practice or bringing in a prayer or an affirmation. You might want to explore, you know, some of the different gratitude prayers or blessings in different traditions. Doing the gratitude journaling or writing can be a wonderful way to practice. And I encourage that, you know, again, can be kind of a daily practice that you do, morning or evening. But I have seen the power of it in the moment, you know, that you're feeling stressed or negative in some way. If you can sit down sometimes and, you know, come to the place where you can write down, you know, 10 or 20 things or, you know, that you're grateful for, sometimes that can really begin to shift your energy, create a state change, as we say. So that that's another way to explore. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on, you know, was the power of sharing gratitude. Because, again, sometimes maybe we have difficulty speaking it or, you know, uncovering what it is. And sometimes we don't think of certain things. And then if we share, so sometimes we might do that like at the Thanksgiving table with our family or in a group, or create a gratitude circle or group. I often close a lot of my groups when I'm leading recovery groups or healing sessions, you know, we close with a circle of gratitude to just really bring that energy in. And, you know, as each person shares, you know, the energy builds and we're able to maybe hear or see things that we, you know, that we're grateful for that we didn't, you know. So there's an expansiveness that can happen and there's a sense of connection there in community. Again, that universality of the energy of gratitude is really potent and palpable. So I encourage you to explore, you know, sharing in a circle or creating that. It can be a wonderful thing to do. And then sometimes in community, and I mentioned, you know, I had this email community where we shared, and that was very nice. We didn't have to see each other or connect personally every day, but that was a way to share our practice. I might want to create, you know, practice random acts of, we practice random acts of kindness, maybe random acts of gratitude, you know, spontaneously telling someone you're grateful for them or for something just out of the blue can be a wonderful gift for you and for them. And you can also write gratitude letters to people in your life. You know, maybe they're in your life now or maybe they were in your life before, but that's a wonderful way to cultivate and to honor others and to just extend that energy. So I thank you all for joining me. I have I wanted to read something to close, and I hope I didn't lose the page. No, I have it. it is just a short few lines here by Johann A. Gartner, who wrote a book called Worldly Virtues. To speak gratitude is courteous and pleasant. To enact gratitude is generous and noble, but to live gratitude is to touch heaven. And so I hope you will explore gratitude in all those ways. And I am really thankful that you joined me today. I felt, as I said, I was preparing, there's a lot here, so I'm actually, I'll send some follow-up materials with some of the resources to everybody who registered for the call. I'm also planning to start a Facebook group if people are on Facebook to share some of the resources and maybe explore together. And I am planning to do a more intensive program on gratitude in 2015. I'm not sure if it'll be how the length of that yet. It may even be a year-long exploration. So I'm kind of that's been bubbling up as I've been pulling this together. So I'll let you know about that. If you want to learn more about my offerings or events, you can visit my website, which is BethTerrence.com. So thank you all. For anybody in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving and many blessings for the holiday season to everybody. And I'll close with a Buddhist phrase, Tashi De La, I honor the greatness in you. Thank you so much for joining me.